Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of positivity and real talk right here on Daily Affirmations for Anxiety Relief. I'm so excited you're joining me today because we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. You know, that place where you can let it all out, the joy, the sadness, the anger, even the awkward moments, without judgment? Ever felt like you were holding back your true feelings because you were worried about what others would think? We've all been there, but trust me, bottling things up only makes those emotions fester and explode later on. This is about reclaiming your power to express yourself authentically and building a foundation of emotional safety for yourself. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's be real. Creating this safe space isn't always easy. It takes conscious effort, vulnerability, and a sprinkle of self-compassion. But I promise you, the rewards are totally worth it. Think about it. When you can freely express your emotions, you release tension, build stronger connections with others, and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. Here's the thing, creating this safe space starts from within. It's about accepting all parts of yourself, the good, the bad, and the messy. You are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are, right now. Remember that inner critic whispering doubts? It's time to silence it with affirmations like, I am brave enough to express my feelings, or, my emotions are valid and deserving of respect. Next up, practice active listening. When someone shares their feelings with you, give them your full attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to what they're saying. Sometimes, people just need a sounding board to process their thoughts and emotions. A simple, I hear you, or, that sounds really tough, can go a long way. Speaking of connection, surround yourself with people who create that safe space for you. These are the ones who celebrate your authenticity, offer support during tough times, and make you feel seen and heard. Cultivate those relationships, they're pure gold. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Sharing your feelings with trusted individuals deepens your connection and fosters a sense of belonging. Finally, remember that creating a safe space is an ongoing process. There will be times when you stumble, feel vulnerable, or struggle to express yourself. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and keep striving towards that open and honest expression of your emotions. Ever been in a situation where you felt like you couldn't say what was really on your mind? Maybe it was a heated argument with a friend, a stressful meeting at work, or even just a casual conversation where you held back from sharing your true feelings. I remember one time, I was at a dinner party and had this thought-provoking idea about the book we were discussing. But I hesitated to share it because I was worried about sounding silly or disagreeing with the group. You know how that feels? That awkward silence when you want to speak up but fear stopping the flow? Eventually, someone else brought up a similar point, and I realized I'd missed an opportunity to contribute my perspective. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. It's okay to be vulnerable and express your authentic self, even if it feels a little scary at first. Holding back can lead to regrets and missed connections. So remember these key takeaways. You deserve a safe space for emotional expression, both inside yourself and in your relationships. Practice self-acceptance, active listening, surround yourself with supportive people, and don't be afraid to share your true feelings, even the messy ones. Alright, beautiful souls, that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you found this discussion empowering and inspiring. Remember, creating a safe space is an ongoing journey, but every step you take towards authenticity brings you closer to living a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and embrace your emotions. The world needs your unique voice. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Together, let's create a world where emotional expression is celebrated, not suppressed. Until next time, stay brave, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.